Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Oh yeah, let's get our Friday edition started. Doesn't it feel good to be at the end of the work week? It's time for your BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's September 4th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. All right, so we've had Firefox, of course, for the desktop for the longest time. We've had Firefox on the Android platform, but a lot of people have been wondering, iOS, is it ever going to come? Well, Mozilla has finally pushed out its first public preview of Firefox for iOS. However, though, the beta is only going to roll out in New Zealand for now. So if you're New Zealand, yay, jump up and down. If you're everywhere else, sorry. Mozilla said in its blog post yesterday that New Zealand's preview will allow it to collect feedback from just one country before letting a few more countries in for a full public beta launch. Mozilla is trying to zero in on a few key features, and it's hoping to improve during the preview. Intelligent search is actually one of those. Firefox accounts, which will let users transport their Firefox browser history, passwords, and tabs from their desktop to their iOS devices. Yeah, that's kind of needed. And a few other tweaks here and there to make a much more enjoyable experience on the iOS platform. They're hoping if all goes well with the preview beta, Firefox iOS will be in the App Store for the rest of the world sometime later this year. Hopping over to the U.S. for all our Comcast Comtastic subscribers. Oh, I'm so sorry you had to put up with such crap. You currently involved with one of Comcast Cap broadband trials? Yeah, don't that suck? Thank gosh there must be some way to get out of this. Well, there is, and it's called money. Apparently, Comcast has released a new FAQ for its trial Xfinity program in Florida. That's one of the regions where it has a 300 gigabyte cap, mind you. Saying that a new unlimited data option will let users avoid any overcharges. All you're going to have to do? Just add $30 a month to your bill, of course. Now, Comcast, as you know, is capping a number of markets, including Alabama, Georgia, Kentucky, Maine, and Florida. But it seems right now Florida is the only option with that $30 unlimited. Comcast went on to say it has no plans to extend capping nationwide. Of course, that's what they said in the first place. Oh no, we don't have any plans on capping. Look what happened. Any bets that this goes down well in Florida, getting that $30 extra, they'll say, hey, let's just cap the whole nation, and then we get an all extra $30 here and there. Yep, that's what I foresee in the Comcastic future. Well, if we don't have enough video calling apps already for you to choose from, Skype, FaceTime, and that list pretty much goes on and on, T-Mobile's decided to join that crowd. They're introducing their own native video calling service. T-Mobile announced yesterday will offer free video calls with its Un-carrier service and will be compatible with phones at launch, including the Samsung Galaxy Note 5 and the S6 Edge Plus. It looks like T-Mobile's video calling feature will be very similar to Google Hangouts. You'll select a contact and then you'll simply press the camera icon to make a video call, and then you're all set. T-Mobile's video service will offer HD video quality on its LTE network, but can also switch over to Wi-Fi when that LTE drops off. Of course, the drawback from such services as Skype or even Facebook Messenger, you can only use this with other T-Mobile people. And that may not be a lot of people, because apparently there's only going to be about 7 devices in total that will carry this feature within this year. And finally, I know a lot of you listen to this show on the train or in your car, and I appreciate it, but I know there's some of you right now that are sitting on the toilet. Come on, it's true. And since this show is usually only around 5 minutes, you think, well, what do I do afterwards? Well, I've got the perfect site for you. It's called Poop Fiction. Yes, that's right, Poop Fiction. And it's serving up stories depending on how much time you think you'll be in the bathroom. Now, all of these stories, mind you, are coming from Project Gutenberg. So if you're looking for like a Game of Thrones kind of story while you're sitting there on the toilet, now you're not going to find it there. And if you are wanting a Game of Thrones stories, whew, you got a long time in the bathroom, and I feel sorry for you. The actual website address is readpoopfiction.com, and once you get over there, you'll have a choice of tiny, say you'll be in there about 1 to 2 minutes, a short story about 2 to 3 minutes, a medium story was about 3 to 4 minutes, and a long is 4+ minutes. Simply choose it and say, find me a story. So, since today's show is a little bit on the short side once again, now you've got something to do to still pass the time. You're welcome. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Check out the British Tech Network website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Well, since it's Friday and we're heading into the weekend, that means the BTN News Show will be back on Monday, getting you caught up on all the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. I hope there's a lot more than there's been the last 2 days. Boy, I tell you what, it's been really a dry tech news spell, hasn't it? In any case, I hope you have a great Friday. I hope you have a great kick butt weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for taking the time and listening to the show.